This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
America. What a week this one has been, huh? We got a lot of stuff to talk about. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I am your host, Bill Frady. Getting ready to move, too. Moving from the mold motel to a proper studio. Right now, my studio, I built my studio when Radio Shack went out of business. This is Studio by Tandy. We're actually going to put some proper equipment in there as well. And then I'll probably sound like, you know, James Earl Jones or something, you know, circa Darth Vader. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, but I digress. I don't really know where to start. So let's start with the first thing that's pressing here in the United States before we take off into the other places, which are excellent, excellent object lessons to look at. In December of 2012, a young man, a troubled man named Adam Lanza, murdered his mother while she was taking a nap, and he stole her guns, and he drove to Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown. After he drove to another school where they had a resource officer, Sandy Hook did not have a resource officer, and there he killed 20 school kids, 6 staff, and himself. And it was a national tragedy. It was not a conspiracy. It really did happen. But it also was one of those things that spurred a wave of anti-gun activism from the left. Obama was in office. He felt like this inflated his mainsail and that he had the wind at his back and everything was going to be just wonderful. So, here we go. Now, they went big. They went big. Obama had wasted most of his time when he had a complete majority in office to get Obamacare. Gun control was a big thing on his. He went to college with John Lott, so he told John Lott one time that nobody should own guns. So this time he wasted the most precious moments on his second term fighting for gun control measures that were never going to pass. And the left went big at the federal level, and they lost. And, this never came out of the House. In 2013, the Republicans held the House, so it didn't come out of the House. So they were trying to pass something to get you used to the idea there was going to be universal background checks by going through the Senate, and it didn't pass in the Senate, and the Democrats controlled the Senate. Now, of course, they've scaled back, looking to accomplish modest reforms at the local and state level, and that's paying off in certain places. After the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School rampage killing, this crew was able to get 2 Republican and pro-National Rifle Association governors, Florida's Rick Scott and Vermont's Phil Scott, to sign laws that increase the age to purchase any firearm. This is why I say they can't get anything we don't give them. They guilted these guys. This is why we got the assault weapon ban last time. Guilt. Now in Vermont, which up to this point had never had any gun control laws, I believe. Is it Vermont? Yeah, I don't remember. Anyway, now you have to be 21 to buy either a handgun or a rifle, whereas for years the law was 18 for long guns and 21 for handguns. In Vermont, a standard capacity magazine ban was also signed into law. I don't call them high capacity magazine bans because who makes that designation? Well, why do you need more than five bullets to kill? The Second Amendment's not out there for me to kill deer, dude. Now, for years, the families of the Sandy Hook victims were trying to bring a lawsuit against the manufacturer of the AR-15 rifle that Lanza used. There's a law out there called the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, which was passed in 2005 under George Bush, which prevented that kind of a lawsuit since it was a backdoor way of gutting the Second Amendment right. The left knows, like I know, that they can't confiscate all guns, but they can bankrupt their makers through lawfare. Now the Connecticut Supreme Court is saying that lawsuit can move forward. And let's talk. We're going to talk about a minute in just a second as to what that actually means to somebody, anybody that makes any product. I don't know who to attribute to. This is from the New York Times. And the Connecticut Supreme Court dealt a major blow to the firearms industry on Thursday, clearing the way for a lawsuit to move forward against the companies that manufactured and sold the semi-automatic rifle used by the gunman in the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School. The ruling allows the lawsuit brought by victims' relatives to potentially go to trial, which could force gun companies to turn over internal communications that they have fiercely fought to keep private and provide a revealing and possibly damaging glimpse into how the industry operates. The court agreed with the lower court judge's decision to dismiss claims that directly challenge the federal law shielding the gun companies from litigation, but found the case can move forward based on a state law regarding unfair trade practices. Justices wrote in the majority opinion that it falls to a jury to decide whether the promotional schemes alleged in the present case rise to the level of illegal trade practices and whether fault for that tragedy can be laid at their feet. The decision represents a significant development in the long-running battle between gun control advocates and the gun lobby, but it comes as yet another twist in the lawsuit's circuitous path through the court system, one that continued far longer than many, including legal experts and the families, had initially expected. The ruling had been delayed after Remington, the manufacturer and one of the nation's oldest gun makers, filed for bankruptcy last year as its sales declined and debts mounted. The lawsuit, brought by family members of nine people who were killed and a teacher who was shot and survived, was originally filed in 2014, then moved to federal court, where a judge ordered that it be returned to the state level. Okay. That state law, whatever it is, this is what they're alleging. Okay, they're alleging that Remington had an advertising campaign that appealed to young people, to kids, to children, as they would say, and so these, you know, they were making the gun look cool, and they were making the gun look this and look that, and it was a direct way, and apparently, I guess they're trying to say this was appealing to the would-be rampage killer. The PLCAA is not an all-powerful shield, okay? If somebody makes a gun and you pull the trigger on it and it explodes and takes your hand and part of your face with it, well, that's not the way the gun is meant to run. And they have made a defective product. And, yes, you can sue them and own them all day long. Ask. There's a lot of manufacturers being sued today for slipshod manufacturing. What the PLCAA does is it shields people from looking at guns and saying, well, this was used in a bad manner. Now, people will be looking at this and seeing where this goes, because if this is allowed to go forward, then at some point down the road, people that lose a loved one in a drunk driving incident will sue the auto manufacturer. People that lose a loved one because they hang themselves will sue the rope manufacturer. You see what I'm saying? They're looking at the tool and assigning a moral to the inanimate object. Firearms, like just about anything else adults handle, have a hazardous component to them. Firearms are designed as fighting tools, okay? They're not like gardening tools or anything else. And yet, gardening tools can be weaponized. Just ask the Okinawans. They did it. But no gun makers are out there designing guns to be used for felonious intent. None. Never has happened that way. It has never happened that way. And the left is sort of organized on this one. They have some lawyers in the right place at the right time to maybe push this. So we're going to see where this goes. We have to watch where this goes. Because otherwise, this could get sideways very quickly. This has to be stopped. Because it won't just be guns. It won't just be guns. They're not looking to control your gun. They want to control everything about you. And this would be a backdoor into that, too. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to Gun Owners News Hour. We had a horrific rampage killing in New Zealand. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a difference between a Muslim and an Islamist. Okay, an Islamist believes in Sharia. The problem for some people comes, and Hey, me too. Comes because we don't know who the Islamists are and who the Muslims are. Having said that, I am not at this particular moment. I'm all about being in the highest degree of preparedness that we can be in. And if we are attacked, I expect that retaliatory strike to be ferocious and absolutely hyperviolent. Okay? Don't get me wrong with that. From a standpoint of looking at things and saying, well, this is, you know, we've done a fairly good job of fighting ISIS. We've sort of, Trump let it go back to the spec ops people, which is who should have done it. And they pretty much, you know, cashed, you know, cleaned their clocks on a lot of occasions. So right now, in the meantime, there's a lull. And in New Zealand, somebody went into two mosques, I think it is, and shot and killed 49 people. And it looks like he used a semi-automatic weapon to do it, which that the tool itself is not important. I mean, I don't think the Tsarnaev brothers had a higher degree of moral standing because they used a pressure cooker bomb. I don't think the 9/11 guys parking airliners and skyscrapers, I don't believe that they have a higher degree of moral authority because they didn't use guns. Attacks and killings, violence against non-combatants is simply something we cannot allow. And right now there's not enough details coming out on this guy, except for the fact that he apparently live streamed it. Which I would expect to see more of that disgusting behavior. I know they're trying to take that kind of video down. Well, they're trying to take this video down, trying to find it and uproot it and everything else. This is the thing, though. The main thing to take away, a lot of my friends don't want to name the criminal if he goes out and does a mass rampage shooting. And my contention is if you do not lay the blame with the criminal by name, then they will, it makes it easier for them to lay the blame by name on the weapon. So looking at his weapon, I can't really tell what kind of weapon it is. I've seen a picture of it. It almost looks like some sort of a Middle Eastern variant on the AR, but I'm not sure. We will find out the details of that, and then we will have a little more to talk about on that one. Suffice to say, first things up. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez got out there as soon as this happened and said, thoughts and prayers. What does that matter with thoughts and prayers? Well, listen, when people die, people want to pray for their souls. And for people that lose people in this kind of violence, you know, unexpectedly, prematurely, there's never any closure. Never any closure. I don't care if you like with the Sandy Hook families, if they sue Remington out of existence, there's not going to be any closure for them for that. They're not even going to be able to sit back and savor that because they got to go home and their loved one will be, their picture will be on the mantle and they will realize they're still gone. There's no closure for this. There's no end. These poor people take this to their grave with them. So as a coping mechanism, people turn to their faith. They turn to God. They pray. They pray for salvation for them. They pray for peace for them. They pray for them to rest. Rest in no torment, to feel no pain. Because they look at how horrifically they were taken. And getting out there and saying that has no meaning is indicative of the sociopathic nature of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She is what, you know, I'm still trying to figure out how she thinks she is so superior to people. Don't get me wrong. Bartenders of the world unite. But listen, lady, you've been in the office for 2 months and yet you think you know everything about everything. And you don't. You don't. You're just a socialist. You're just a socialist. You think that everything should fall under you. You're the boss. That's what I keep hearing from you. You're the boss. So, which reminds me, do you remember Danielle Bregnoli? They call her Bad Baby now, you know, when she's out there going, how about Cash Me Outside? How about that? You know, that's what, okay, I'm the boss. How about that? Listen to it. Same brave brain waves working there. Well, just to show a little bit of the disconnect. One of the absolutely, he's one of the most ineffective senators I've ever seen in my life. I referred to him as a military wannabe. His name is Senator Richard Blumenthal. You know, the guy who said he went to Vietnam when the closest he ever came to it was he saw that Charlie Sheen movie, Platoon. He told CNN that he believed President Trump's rhetoric may have played a part in the horrific shootings at two mosques in New Zealand that left 49 dead. He said, words have consequences, like saying we have an invasion on our border and talking about people as though they were different in some fatal way. I think that the public discourse from the president on down is a factor in some of these actions. We know that at the very pinnacle of power in our own country, people are talking about good people on both sides, referencing comments that Trump made about the 2017 violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. He was being interviewed by Allison Camerota. She asked, you mean the president talking about it? I mean, I know it's hard to even call this out. Blumenthal said, I think it's more than the president. It's the people who enable him and who fail to stand up to him and speak out. And we're seeing these glimmers of spine now in the United States Congress. Some of my colleagues in the last three votes standing up to him and saying no to his trampling on the Constitution. Listen, dude. Blumenthal is, he's the guy that got out there and told everybody, well, when I was back in the NAM, and then he had to come back and say, well, when I misspoke about my time in Vietnam. President Trump, President Obama, President Bush, President Clinton, President Bush, Reagan, none of these guys have ever said anything that fomented a crime. Never. Criminals are criminals, period. Criminals are criminals. And these rampage killers, they're the worst kind. And, you know, you getting out there and making this, trying to make these cues, you know, catch these cues. I know this is to make the magic box work more for the Democrats. I get it. But, you know, get a life and maybe go to Vietnam. I don't know. Go visit or something. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump's first veto is to protect his emergency declaration for border wall funding.
Congress's vote to deny the crisis on the southern border is a vote against reality. It's against reality. It is a tremendous national emergency. It is a tremendous crisis.
A dozen Republicans joined with Senate Democrats Thursday to back the joint resolution. New Zealand continues to mourn the deaths of 49 people and the injuries of dozens more after a gunman stormed two mosques in a terrorist attack. The Prime Minister says the shooter had a gun license. He used five guns, including two semi-automatic weapons and two shotguns.
Rooted as a tree.
Rooted as a tree.
We are here.
We are here.
Standing. standing strong.
Millions of students from around the world took the day off from school to strike in an effort to raise awareness for the need to combat climate change. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You guys are. It's finally picking up around here.
Makes me glad to be American.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Right now, one of the big thorns in the side of the new trendy Democrat, leftist, socialist, Marxist, crazed, killer peoples is Venezuela. Venezuela is a clear-cut illustration of how you take an industrialized nation with a whole lot of modern trappings and impose socialism on it, which then turns into totalitarianism, which is always precipitated by all, well, in all cases by disarmament. And then the country just falls in on itself like a building on fire. Right now, the Venezuelan socialist dictatorship is talking about that they have defied the odds and somehow gotten the power back throughout 100% of the country. And that's contradicted by other Chavista news reports saying they've got 70 to 80% of the water supply back up and will soon be supplying fresh water tank deliveries to the other 30%. So that doesn't really sound like 100% restoration to me, let alone a stable or lasting fix. In the western part of the country, the water is running black with oil. Not because oil is seeping up through the ground, but the oil storage tanks, which were possibly full of millions of dollars worth of oil, are blowing up. The looting in the cities is still continuing, and the dictatorship of Nicolas Maduro is now busying themselves with what it does best, which is pinning the blame for its own mismanagement on others and looking for enemies to arrest and targeting the Venezuelan press and the Venezuelan democratic leaders. They're even targeting Venezuela's starving people through government-linked hooded armed motorcycle thugs known as colectivos to spread terror on the streets. And another one is, at the time of a massive humanitarian crisis, the socialist regime has just announced full-scale military exercises. They have something called Telesur, and their propagandists crowing about 100% of electricity is back on. That's the headline. What it says is that the Vice President of Communications, Jorge Rodriguez, reported that the potable water service has been restored in 80% of the country. Venezuela will resume work activities on Thursday after the restitution of 100% of the electricity system in the country. Problems remain with transformers that have been sabotaged, as in Baruta and El Hatillo. On Sunday, the service has been restored in 60% of those areas. Then there's the claim about water. So, what these guys are really effective at is delivering stolen money to their overseas bank accounts. That's what they're really good at. They've been turning down humanitarian aid. I mean, I think we've tried everything except parachuting in more zebras to be chased down the streets. Now, some power must be coming on, and it's probably to the military and the presidential palace, which is occupied by dictator Nicolas Maduro, who doesn't belong there. And there's probably some power at the oil export terminals, the source of Venezuela's only cash income. But the rest of the country may be only getting power incidentally. And after all, a place without power gets no bad press because nobody can talk about it. In the meantime, though, this is, you know, when you're looking at some of the pictures of what's going on there, it reminds me of Escape from New York. It reminds me of any of these, these apoplectic movies that you watch where it's afterwards and now the nomads are out and they're looking for gasoline. It's a Mad Max kind of thing. Like from the Daily Mail. We get this. Venezuelans have woken up to find their tap water running black in the latest crisis to hit the beleaguered South American nation. Residents in San Diego, Carabobo State, flooded social media with pictures and videos of black water while complaining it had been contaminated with oil. Cities suffered with the intermittent water supply for months, made worse by a week-long power blackout that has completely cut it off in some areas. Does that sound like everything's restored? Then, from Reuters, two storage tanks exploded at a heavy crude upgrading project in eastern Venezuela on Wednesday, according to an oil industry source and a legislator, while the country's main oil terminal resumed shipments after a prolonged blackout. The tanks at the Petro San Felix project were holding diluent, which is mixed with extra heavy Orinoco Belt heavy crude to make it lighter. According to the Reuters report, Venezuela's PDVSA state-owned oil company president explained that it was a terrorist attack. And he couldn't help that. It was out of his hands. Some other guy did it. Then there's the looting. And it makes you wonder what they're looting because, what I've been hearing is that they've been having to go to the sewers for water. They were eating out of garbage trucks after they chased all the zoo animals and killed them. What is there to loot? Right now, the instability of electricity is part and parcel of this societal collapse that's happening there. If you are and this is the bad thing, right now, wherever you are, if you're in your car and you're listening to this, you're probably going to drive by a hospital. As you drive by that hospital, think of how many people are in that hospital, all the wards. Think of the babies that are in incubators. Think of the people that just had open heart surgery. They're on dialysis. All these people that need things that are all going to be delivered via electricity. And think about what's happened to them in these hospitals while this power's been out. Think about that. Think about the people just on dialysis alone. No dialysis. What do you think that kind of a death is like? This is socialism. This is not something trendy. This is not like the egg that was the big picture on Instagram. This is not, the Fashion Nova stuff that's coming out that everybody just goes gaga about on Fox News because it's so scandalous. This is end of life due to political policy. That's what this is. So, any of you that may be out there thinking that, well, you know, This whole capitalism, if you're watching TV and you think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is just a natural brain, you haven't ever watched her question anybody. Go watch her. Go to YouTube and search Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez questions Wells Fargo CEO and just watch. Watch the absolute just stupid show that is. Because she starts out asking questions like they've actually happened. And then he says, but that's never happened. She says, well, theoretically. That's not how you do a hearing. You don't get it. Well, theoretically, you know, theoretically. Just like here. Right now, the socialists in Venezuela, just like here, they're trying to find a way to use the mess to consolidate their slipping power. Never let a crisis go to waste, as the leftist saying goes. Mismanagement and the corruption stand by themselves. And the pressure from the West to get these socialist thugs out of there, well, we should be bearing down on them hard right now. Bearing down on them hard. Some of these things I say about what's going on there, like eating zebras and jest, that is a tragedy. When you are pushed to that degree to where you've got to chase zoo animals and then garbage trucks and then dumpsters and sewers, there's no dignity in human life there. And that's socialism. That's socialism. And that's what they want for you, America. That's what they want to bring to you. And they can only get it if you're disarmed. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Somewhere they're speaking, it's already coming in. Oh, and it's rising at the back of your mind. You never could get in unless you were fed in.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One more. Let's do one more, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. Okay. Let me explain to you why it seems like sometimes I go off course, because I'm not just talking purely about guns, okay? Because in the United States today, we have Congress, we have a president, we have a judiciary, we have a law enforcement component. This is all what's supposed to be in play here in our borders, taking care of the country, right? So in the event that these things fail, the only thing that stands between this nation and total anarchy is the American gun owner. Ask those New Jersey people at Hurricane Sandy how that worked out for them. They, in when that happened, and all of the looting that was going on in New York, they were going door to door, like, you know, they were selling Girl Scout cookies. They were just going in there and kicking in the door, and people were trying to defend themselves with trash can lids and a baseball bat and a football helmet on, or a pot, because they're disarmed. New Jersey, not so much that way. And although they're not exactly, you know, the Second Amendment utopia that everybody else thinks they should be, certainly not me. And so in New Jersey, they started putting up signs in these subdivisions saying, stay out of our subdivision, we have gun owners here. Gun owners are great things to have. People that own guns are just the best people out there, the most law-abiding people. People who carry guns, we're more law-abiding than the police. So, sometimes I'm illustrating things, I'm trying to illustrate things to you that stand between me and you and anarchy, which the failure of government is what we have to fight. It is better to fight it peacefully if we can, and therefore we got to look at some stuff. Now, the first thing that comes to mind, even though Trump is a good president to have, even though he's very misguided on this bump stock thing, he's a very good president to have because he's not afraid to fight. He's not afraid to fight the media, the left, the Frito cons. He's not afraid to fight any of them. And he has a shelf life. At best, we're going to get him for 6 more years. At best. And then he's done. And then who? After Trump. Who after Trump? It's going to be Mike Pence. I mean, you know, Mike Pence wouldn't be vice president if he had tacked on to anybody else besides Donald Trump. Mike Pence is a good man. But he doesn't capture the fancy of the nation. That's what presidents do. They capture the fancy of the nation. They capture the hopes of the nation. They speak to the frustration of the nation. Pence doesn't do that. So anyway, One person that keeps getting floated around is my former governor, Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, when she was the governor of South Carolina, and then later she was considered a successful governor of South Carolina. And she actually was, to my surprise, a successful UN ambassador. Now, everybody here knew that Nikki Haley wanted to be governor of South Carolina so she could move on to something else. And she got elected once, and then she got reelected, and then she got moved up. So, mission accomplished. And I don't have any problem with that. I don't have any problem with that. But a lot of people are looking at her as the fresh face of post-Trump conservatism. But she's actually, unfortunately, very much an establishment Frieda-Kahn type, which is going to be a problem for us as gun owners. Because the Frieda-Kahn types right now are considering red flag orders, Marco. The problem with becoming a establishment type is you take somebody with a lot of passion, a lot of promise, and they become a failure, like so many other promising Republicans out there have done. Or we can just call her Jeb Bush 2.0. If she keeps going the way she's been going, she's going to lose the race that might be before it even starts. The establishment does dig her. Yes, they do. But can she turn it around and earn the support of actual GOP voters? We know that outside of the bubble that exists within all kinds of media and political circles, that it's a whole different mindset out there. Now, she ditches the GOP hacks and wakes up. Okay. But I don't know if she can do it. I would like to back her. I mean, she has a lot of promise. On paper, she's great. Now, the saying goes around here, and I have no way to corroborate this. So if anybody gets out there and says, we want to fact check you on this bill, this is just what I've heard. Okay. So I'm telling you right now, I can't corroborate this. But when she was governor, it was being said that her chief of staff was checking in with a consultant in Virginia named John Lerner every day to figure out what she should be doing daily. Not exactly, you know, I'll tell you right now, any politicians are only as good as their staff, so I sort of get where you're looking for guidance and everything, and you're not a specialist in everything out there, but if you're out there simply looking at your career, okay, now that takes a more tangible thing. I get it, but at the same time, that's not why you got voted into office, lady. She has a personal story of immigrant success. Her husband is, you know, was been in the military. She was fantastic as a UN ambassador, but you could also see that she carefully distanced herself from some of the president's more leftist alarming moves that she was not all in on the populist revolt that won over the base. There's something establishment curious about her. She seems caught up, for now, in the favorable media. She seems willing to buy into the GOP world on issues like immigration and trade. She seems unwilling or unable to engage or enlist the base. Instead, when we hear about her to the tone-deaf context like a smiley post-panel photo with John Brennan, you know, the lying CIA to CNN creep John Brennan, who helped manufacture the soft coup that's been hamstringing conservative progress for the last 2 years. He's not a friend. He's not an opponent. He's an enemy. And when you take a giggly picture with him, we in the base see that as a gesture of some kind of ruling class solidarity, brother, that has led to our consistent betrayal by the putative members of our own party over the last 3 decades. I've had a couple of very quick conversations with her, okay? And I don't expect her to know everything about everything, but I find her to be a little lacking, a little light, if you will, not very impressive. Somebody was asking on Twitter about her picture next to Brennan. She said, I can't control who I sit on a panel with. I can't control how I communicate America's strengths and our power. I can control that. That is what I did. So, can we leave aside that nonsense about the alleged inability to control your own panel? Her substance response is just DC pablum. Communicate America's strengths and our path forward. See, make America great again can go on a ball cap. That can't. Who talks like that? The hacks around you are going to say, it's just a picture, Nick. It's just a picture. No, it's a message. What message are you sending the base chilling out there with the perjury boy? Hi, base, I'm going to pal around with the people trying to shaft you. That's a very poor message for the GOP, for any GOP contender. Maybe you should look at your tweet comments and see what people had to say. The people whose votes you need hated it. Your minions will tell you way to go, and your minions are wrong. And I've been around some of her minions. So here's a test. If the Freedocons tell you something is a good idea, you should do the exact opposite of that good idea. Because we here in America are looking for the next one after Trump now. You could be pals with the likes of Brennan or us, not both. But here's something to think about. We might vote for you if you earn it. And the Brennans of the world, with their fake smile and their phony hug at your fancy gatherings aside, absolutely will slide a stiletto into your back the second that you become a threat to their power. So now you get to choose. It's going to be us, or it's going to be them. I will talk to you again next week. Keep your heads up. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.